Greetings, mon chéri. It's day 357 of hashtag 365, and I am home sweet home after being away for the past few days. In Manchester, as I said, I've been doing this amazing Monster Truck show, which has been so much fun. Met so many nice people, had such a good time. But yeah, it's been stressful. It was a massive show. There was loads to learn. I had to learn the names of all the drivers, names of all the trucks, like some of the strategy and some of the mechanical stuff behind the scenes. I had to learn the run of the show, what to say when, how to introduce people. You know, like there's like even like running times and knowing what the production does. There was so much to learn, basically. I've spent about a month trying to learn it all. And it all came to fruition over the past few days. And my focus was absolutely off the chart. Last night at the second show, I went into this like focus hole where I was just so absolutely dialed into what was going on. It was amazing, really. Really amazing experience. So, and hello to everyone that said hello as well. There was loads of people. I met so many, about 1,000 families over the course of the last 24 hours. You know, doing pictures and saying hello and high-fiving. It was just wicked. It was a really lovely experience. And the next one's at the end of this month. So I've got Birmingham and then Glasgow as well. So I'm not done, but not by a long stretch. One of the things I thought was really important to note was that my body is nowhere near able to eat as much as I used to be able to eat. And this time last year, I would have gorged myself on all the catering and stuff. We talked about catering the other day. The whole thing was catered. So there was hotel buffet breakfasts. There was as many meals as you wanted throughout the day. There was sweets and snacks and stuff everywhere. And I did eat. I did eat quite a lot, way more than I have been eating recently. But I had to, really, because I had so much mental exhaustion from what was going on. And there were long days as well. And working at an arena, I did about 20,000, 25,000 steps, I think, on the Saturday yesterday. So, yeah, no, mental and physical exhaustion. But yeah, it's interesting how I had dinner after the show last night at about 9 o'clock. Well, probably later than that, probably about 10. And the food was so nice. But after about 3/4 of a plate, I was stuffed. Like, I was like, oh man, I can't eat anymore. And that's been such a good thing for me. You know, for someone that's had food addiction and still has it and probably always will have it. Knowing that the physical effects of me overeating will really hit me like a ton of bricks really makes me sort of slow down. And I ate very slowly and very steadily. So those are two things that one thing is a physical attribute, but the eating slow thing is something that I've really learned and tried to solidify in my brain over the past 365 days. And I'm stoked that I've got there because it makes a massive difference. I did do a lot of snacking though, so I've got to do a weigh-in now. And I think the sugary drinks that I've been drinking, the snacking, the food that I've been putting away, I am concerned that I've put weight on. In fact, I'm fairly sure that I've put weight on. How much weight is going to be the key thing? Because we're on day 357, there's hardly any time left, so. But anyway, let's step on these scales and see where we're at. It's time for a weigh-in.
It's time for the weigh-in!
Oh my God. Day 357. 8 days left, including today. I wanted to see a 14 at the front of my weight. Is there any chance that I'm going to meet that goal? I think it's unlikely, if I'm honest. Looking down at myself, I know that I've not lost weight. So let's have a look. Step on these scales. This time last week, at the weigh-in, I was 15 stone 7 pounds. Stepping on the scales now. This week, I'm 15 stone 9 pounds. Oh my God, 2 pounds weight gain. Let's just do that again. 15 stone 9. 2 pounds weight gain. 8 days to go. I mean, it's not possible to lose 9 pounds. Well, it need to be 10 pounds to get a 14 at the front of my weight. It's not possible to lose 10 pounds in 8 days. It's just not possible. So there we go. Okay, I need to have a real think about what I'm going to do here. And I think, you know, I've said this a couple of times. Since the very start of this show, this podcast, this journey, I've said the same thing. I'm always going to be honest with you. I'm always going to be honest with myself. I've already revised the goal. It was supposed to be 14 stone at the end of 365. I revised it to 14 stone 6. I revised it to just seeing a 14 at the front of my weight. But there's no doubt about it. The past month has been punch after punch after punch after punch against losing weight. Just the stress going into Christmas, the amount of work that I had on, then Christmas itself, and then birthdays and New Year's, and then this massive arena tour thing that I've been doing. There's been a lot on, and I think it's really important. One of the things that I said from the start is this is not just about my body, my physical health. It's about mental health as well. And it's not going to do me any favours to pile the pressure on myself to achieve the goals that I want to achieve. The whole thing is about being healthy and sensible. And I feel good. You know, I think this is the key thing. I feel good. I don't feel bad. I don't feel like I've let myself down. I don't feel any of those things. I feel good. I feel like I've got more control over myself. And I feel good. And I think the other thing is, one of the big realizations I've had, and, you know, we've talked about focused goals before. I really believe in having focused goals. But one of the big realizations I've had is that focus is exactly what it says it is. By its very definition, you can't focus. You can't put all your focus on more than one thing at once. It's not possible. That's why defaults are so important. Does that make sense? If your focus is losing weight, and something then moves your focus onto something else, like you've got something to prepare for, or you're nervous about something and you're focusing on that, the losing weight focus is gone. That's when your defaults come into play. If your defaults are set up correctly, then you're able to mitigate that missing focus, right? And that's what's happened over the past few days, right? My defaults aren't perfect. They're a lot better than they were, but they aren't perfect. I don't naturally go for the most unhealthy thing. I don't naturally go for the sugariest drink. I don't naturally, do you know what I mean? I don't naturally eat until I'm stuffed. I don't naturally eat three meals a day unless I have to, unless I, you know, need to, because I'm really hungry. So the weight gain that I've had over the past few days would have been significantly worse were at this time last year. So the defaults aren't perfect. You need to be mindful of them. You need to tweak them. You need to stay on top of them to make sure you're not slipping into bad habits and therefore bad defaults. But they're so important. My focus has been off. It's been off for about a month. I know that. You've probably been able to tell from listening to it. You've probably got a good idea of that. Even better idea of that than I have, because you're listening to it from the outside, right? You can see what's going on whilst I have to sort of figure it out in my own brain. So there's probably been times when you've been screaming like, Alex, this is what's happening. Oh my God, you're so frustrating. But that's the wonderful thing about being a human being, isn't it? You need to figure it out for yourself. And I don't really know where I'm going with that, but all I know is that my focus has been off for about a month. And it's frustrating that it's the final month of this whole 365-day journey that it's been off for. But what's not frustrating is that I know that my goal of 14 stone, that original goal, is completely within my grasp. I can get there. I can 100% get there, and I will get there. I've just not had the time frame to do it. So I'm going to keep pushing on with 365. Obviously, we're not at the end yet. There's still 8 days left, including today, 7 days really. And I'm going to try and, you know, shave off some pounds. My goal is 14 stone. It has been the whole time. Well, it's 14 stone 6, but I adjusted it to 14. You know, that's what I want to achieve. And what I'll do is when I get to the end of the 365-day journey, that'll be the weight lost at the end of the whole year. And then I'll just do weekly weigh-ins. I'll keep it going until I get to that weight. It's good for me. Hopefully it completes the journey for you. And yeah. Yeah. That's all good, right?